This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to sound like I'm making a joke, but it's really not all that funny. Caterpillar is today's global economy four-letter word. The heavy equipment maker posted disappointing profits this morning. Any guesses why? Come on, anybody? China, of course, and the slowdown there. But Caterpillar is not the only company that has been hit by the softening in China. Apple cut its quarterly revenue expectations last month because of poor iPhone sales there. So we sent our China correspondent Jennifer Pak to talk to some Apple customers. She sent this report from Shanghai.
When the iPhone first came out, it wasn't officially available in China. So the only place to get an iPhone was at electronic markets like this one.
Some of the vendors here got a hold of iPhones from the U.S. and Hong Kong and sold them on.
In 2007, the price of the first iPhone was about $600, which was higher than the average monthly salary back then.
Apple reseller Mr. Ma, he doesn't want to disclose his full name because he's been selling iPhones on the gray market since the device's first launch. He says Apple prices have only gotten higher since, with the hype to match. Local news reports say in 2011, a teenager wanted an iPhone and iPad so bad he sold his kidney to pay for them. China says that by 2015, one out of every six people with a cell phone in the country was using an iPhone. Tech commentator and social media influencer Wang Guanxiong was one of them.
I still have about 20 Apple products. I use five of those on a daily basis.
But after he dropped $1,800 on the latest iPhone XS Max, he says it might be the last iPhone he buys.
The experience on the iPhone didn't exceed my expectations, and the price is much higher than Chinese brands, like Huawei's Mate 20 model, which has better features for Chinese users.
He's also frustrated with Apple's customer care service. Apple CEO Tim Cook has said the firm respects China, but Wang Guanxiong says he hasn't felt it.
Many iPhones were not launched in China first. They were sold in the US or Hong Kong. Now the phones are released at the same time in China. But what about localizing some features? They don't have many. Apple seems to respect our money, but does it respect our culture or our use habits?
No.
Apple isn't the only firm having a hard time in China. Fewer people are buying cell phones overall, in part because users have invested in good smartphones and don't feel the need to upgrade as often. Add in more Chinese competitors, and over the last 2 years, Apple sales have fallen to fifth place behind the likes of Huawei and Xiaomi. But if you walk on the streets of Shanghai or Beijing, iPhones seem to be everywhere. Apple is still setting the trend in China, says writer Stephen Schwankert, who covered the arrival of the iPhone in the Chinese market and identifies as a lifelong Apple lover.
Apple must be doing something right because all the competitors seem to be producing almost the same product, but with a different name at a different price point.
Hey, 你好.
Back at the electronics market, Apple reseller Zhou Mei says she's been selling more secondhand iPhones, up to five a day, likely because the newer models are too pricey. Driver Mr. Wong, he doesn't want to use his full name for fear of government retaliation. He sees his iPhone as a status symbol.
Buying an iPhone is like buying a car. You have China-made cars and imported ones. People only care about the brand you get.
And for him, the iPhone is the Mercedes-Benz of cell phones. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.